Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today, I'm making a podcast about the lyrics to a song by One Direction called Long Way Down. This was requested by My Sarah, and I think we'll make a good A2 B1 podcast. I've gone through the lyrics, and there are 14 interesting words and 3 phrases. As usual, I'll try to work out what the meaning of the song is as I go through the lyrics. The song starts with the line, "We made a fire, went down in the flames." Fire is what you get when material burns. I think the verb to burn is more advanced than the noun fire, so this is not a great start. A fire is normally a pile of burning wood. If you go camping, you might build a fire or make a fire. I have a fireplace in my house, and on a cold day, I light the fire to warm up the house. A fire in a house is a lovely thing. I mean, in a fireplace and not out of control. But then the band sings, "Went down in the flames." The expression is normally to go down in flames, and it means to fail spectacularly. I think the expression comes from aircraft, possibly from during the Second World War, when aircraft would get shot down and literally fall to the ground in flames. Now, if you have a plan to do something and it goes horribly wrong, you can say, "It went down in flames." The next line is, "We sailed an ocean and drowned in the wave." To sail means to control a boat. Normally, to sail implies that the boat you're controlling has a sail, that is, a large fabric sheet that's raised above the boat to catch the wind. These days, most boats are not powered by wind and don't have any sails, but we still use the verb to sail and call the people who work on boats sailors. The ocean means one of the very large expanses of water on the earth, the Atlantic or the Pacific Ocean, for example. To sail an ocean is an impressive thing to do. It takes hard work and determination. Unfortunately, in this song, the band sings they drowned in a wave. To drown means to die in water because you're underwater and can't breathe. A wave is, you get waves in the sea. They're like moving ridges of water, like moving hills. When they arrive at the shore, they break and crash. Surfers ride waves when they meet the shore. Waves at sea can be really massive and even damage or sink boats if they're hit from the wrong direction. Next, they sing, "Built a cathedral, but we never prayed." A cathedral is a big building where Christians go to perform religious rituals. Normally, Christians go to a church, When a Christian goes to a church, they go to listen to the priest or vicar talking and performing a ceremony. In a cathedral, you can find a bishop performing the ceremonies. A bishop is like a regional manager for Christian organisations. To pray means to talk to God. Sometimes people pray privately and maybe ask God for help or say thank you for some blessing. But at other times, people pray and recite common prayers. The last line in this verse is, "We had it all, yeah, and we walked away." To walk away means to give up something, usually a job. It's quite poetic, so people only really use it when talking about a big change in their life. The work was getting so much for me, so I walked away. The relationship wasn't good for me, so I walked away. In this first verse, the band are talking about their achievements. They worked hard to make One Direction a very successful band, but somehow things went wrong. Their plans went down in flames. They drowned in their ocean. They never prayed in the cathedral they built, and they had to walk away from their success. Now in the chorus, they sing, "Point of no returning. Now it's just too late to turn around." The point of no return is the place in a journey where you are committed, where you can't turn around and go back. So, if you're climbing a mountain, when you're at the bottom of the mountain, you can turn around and go home. However, once you get to a certain point on the climb, you're too high to be rescued if things go wrong. You're at the point of no return. Or if you're sailing across an ocean, you'll have limited food and resources. If you sail for more than half of your rations in one direction, you will cross the point of no return because you'll not have enough rations to sail home. This means that you have to make it to your destination, to the other side of the ocean, or you'll starve at sea. The band is singing that they can't stop now, that they've passed the point of no return and it's too late to turn around.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
The next line in the chorus is, "I try to forgive you, but I struggle because I don't know how." To forgive someone means to stop feeling angry towards someone who's done something that's hurt you. If you forget your best friend's birthday and don't get them a card or present, when you see them, you might say, "I'm sorry, please forgive me." To struggle means to do something with great difficulty. It can also mean to try to do something when there are people trying to stop you. If somebody is tied up with ropes, they might struggle to get free. In films, you often see hostages and prisoners being tied up, and the guards say, "Stop struggling!" More commonly in real life, we use the verb to say that we're finding something difficult. "I have so much work on at the moment that I'm struggling to get it all done." "'Cause" is the short form of "because," which means "is the reason." So you can say, I went to the shops because I wanted to buy some new clothes. Or I went to bed early because I was tired. Often in informal speech, we drop the b and just say cuz. I went to bed early because I was tired. The final lines of the chorus explain the meaning of the song and include the song title. We built it up so high and now I'm falling. It's a long way down. So they're saying that because they've been so successful, because they've built the band and created music and have fans, because of all of this, leaving the band or stopping, perhaps breaking up the band, would feel like falling from a great height. They've come a long way and they can't really go back to their lives before One Direction. They passed that point of no return when they started making music videos and became hugely famous. If they want to quit, though, it feels like a long way down. In the second verse, they start with the following lines. We had a mountain, but took it for granted. We had a spaceship, but we couldn't land it. If you take something for granted, you don't recognise the value of something because you think it will always be there. You will always have it. Granted is similar to the word given, the past participle of the verb to give. If something is given or granted, then you feel certain or sure about it. There are a few uses of given and granted that are related to being certain. So if you take something for granted, it's like you're so certain of it, you don't value it. For example, my wife makes really lovely packed lunches for my boys to take to school. She always makes sure there's some fruit and something sweet, as well as lots of different types of sandwiches or wraps. My boys don't realise how lucky they are to have these lunches because they've always had them. They just assume it's normal, and so they take them for granted. In the song, the band says that they had a mountain. I guess this is a metaphor for their success. They had an enormously successful band, but they were young and didn't really appreciate it. They took it for granted. In the next line, they say something similar. We had a spaceship, but we couldn't land it. A spaceship is a vehicle for travelling through space. Normally, you hear about spaceships in science fiction. So, the Millennium Falcon in Star Wars is a famous example of a spaceship. The band sang that they had a spaceship, but they couldn't land it. To land a vehicle that flies means to park the vehicle on the ground in a controlled way. Normally, we talk about landing planes. Planes land on runways at airports. The last lines of the second verse are, we found an island, but we got stranded. We had it all, yeah. Who could have planned it? An island is an area of land that's surrounded by water. Britain is an island. Australia is a massive island. I spoke about islands in a recent podcast about the natural world. But we got stranded. This is the only C2 vocabulary in the song. I think some of the expressions are quite advanced, but the word stranded was the only word that the vocabulary profile tool I use marked as C2. If you are stranded, you are stuck somewhere and you can't leave. So, if you're sailing in the ocean and your boat starts to sink and you make it to a small island, you'll be stranded on the island. If you don't have a boat, then you won't be able to leave the island. You might also get stranded somewhere if you run out of money. Perhaps you go on a trip and then lose your ticket home. You'll be stranded in a strange place. It's almost always used in the passive. I was stranded. Or, like in the song, I got stranded. And after that, the chorus repeats, and that's the song. It's quite a nice song, clearly about the band and their success and how difficult it was to deal with the idea that they can't go back to their old lives. But the idea that you can be so successful, you can climb so high, that it's a long way down, is a feeling that you might get if you're in an amazing relationship, or you get to do a dream job. So the song could mean something to regular people as well. I suggest you listen to the song now and try to follow the lyrics. If you can, sing along a couple of times, as that can be a good way to remember vocabulary. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I do love reading your comments, so please leave me a comment on the site or a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. If there are any topics or songs or scenes from a film that you'd like me to talk about, or anything else you'd like to hear, I would be delighted to make a podcast for you. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.